Good morning, Cody Shamble here with you, and I am joined by Robbie Fuller and Pam Kohlberg from the ADRC, and we were talking about the Caregiver Boot Camp coming up Tuesday, November 13th from 9:30 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Prairie Sheen Public Library. So good morning, and thanks for joining me.
Good morning.
Robbie, we'll start with you and kind of just talked about the information here as well, but folks have a deadline for registration and then just the information of where they can register, how they register, and then kind of the more information about the event.
Sure. Yeah. So we would like people to register for this one-day event by Monday, November 6th. That just gives us a little bit of time to order enough food, and we've got a fun swag bag full of some personal items. So we just need to get that ordered. And to register, they can either call Pam at 608-548-3954, or if they'd prefer, they can call our local office at 608-326-0235.
Perfect. And then, Pam, for folks who don't know, they're here in Caregiver Boot Camp. Exactly what is a caregiver and what will the boot camp all entail?
Right, because I think a lot of people take care of family members and they don't realize that they've signed up for a job they didn't know they have, which is a caregiver. So it isn't a professional, it's a family member. In this case, we're looking at focusing on people who have cognitive issues. So if your loved one got a diagnosis of dementia or anything like that, or mild cognitive impairment, this is a place to kind of get information. It's also a really relaxed environment to ask kind of those tough questions. What do I do if? We're going to be doing a simulation where you kind of get a sense of what it's like. We talk some technical information, but a lot of it is how do you take care of yourself as your caregiver? So that's where the free lunch, some free swag comes in. And then it's kind of building on community, learning about resources like the ADRC, the Aging and Disability Resource Center, or support groups that we have. And so if people have questions, they can give me a call at that 548-3954 number and just say, what's up with this? You know, what the nice thing is rather than go to five different events, you go one day from 9:30 to 3 over at the Prairie du Chien Library. And it's kind of like you get a couple different sessions in one day. And so it is focused on people with cognitive issues and learning some education, but also getting some resources.
And I think it's important to have a safe space to ask those questions, because I think sometimes folks who are in that caregiver role, they're afraid to ask those tough questions. And this is a spot where they're going to be around a ton of people who are in those same type of situations, and they have experts there to answer those questions.
Right, because I don't think many people realize that there's 200 different forms of this medical condition that happens to be under this umbrella called dementia. They don't realize that people can have different kinds, that they can respond differently. It's not just old people. People can get these medical conditions when they're in their 40s or 50s. There's a lot of questions that go and a lot of stigma, and we want to reduce that stigma, increase kind of awareness and education. Yeah, and like you said, I love that here's a conversation where you can ask that question, kind of no stupid questions. You know, it's all something we're interested in. And it's nice to know, because a lot of us, I have people attend who are neighbors or friends, just to kind of say, how do I handle it when somebody's changed a little bit? How can I still give them quality of life? And yeah, that will be the focus.
It's something too where you might not have a loved one that's all the way there yet, but you might be seeing some signs and you might want to be prepared for when that time comes. So it's not just a wave of all of a sudden your life completely takes a 180.
Right. And a lot of people have questions, you know, what does it take, or how do you adapt the environment for it? And I think what people need to realize is that there is a dementia care specialist at the ADRC, and I can answer questions about brain health. You know, something that's like, my grandmother had it, does that mean I'm going to get it? Well, no, there's lifestyle factors. And so that's where we teach the classes. There's plenty of education. And then, a kind of friendly conversation around maybe some of those tough questions that you have.
And some tips and tricks too, where, hey, I do this, this works really well, I've tried this, it didn't work great, but maybe for you it'll work, because as you mentioned, there's so many different stages and kinds that there's not one path to take that is the right way.
And this is way better than the internet. The internet has a lot of weird theories, and this really says, okay, what's the real deal? And so it deals with brain health, but also is how do you have quality of life? How do you keep your morale up when you're dealing with somebody who's changed dramatically?
And I think that's a big focus too, is just how do you take care of yourself as a caregiver? And we want to focus on that as well. So whether or not it's you take the time out to get a massage, a hand massage, you know, enjoy lunch, go out with a friend. And then, you know, we can help guide them with what resources are there for their individuals so that they can take that break.
Yeah, because I'm sure you guys see it a lot the unfortunate thing about that is somebody who's that caregiver for so long, after their loved one passes, it's not too long after sometimes that they go as well, because of that emotional stress for so long takes a toll on them, and that's what we're trying to prevent here a little bit as well.
Right. I don't think people get, like, compared to taking care of somebody who has some other long-term disease like diabetes or cancer, this is a very emotional thing because somebody personality changes. And so how do you deal with that? How do you pace yourself? And like you said, this conversation is cool because you're talking to other people who've been through a similar thing. You might not realize quite how common it is and how other people deal with it. And so it isn't just talking to experts, it's talking to other people who are going through the same journey.
Yeah, you feel alone maybe when you're you know, kind of maybe stuck in that house sometimes caregiving, when you don't realize you have this support system. Maybe right. people, you know, in your community there that you can go get lunch with, have those conversations. Hey, maybe if it's just a phone call once a week for 30 minutes, just kind of checking in on each other and talking is a great thing.
I think people are surprised to see how much it's in a community, but also how much you can talk to people that are nearby and that you do need that. It isn't just aging, getting older with your partner. It's a little more tricky. And so you want to talk to other people going through it too.
Awesome. Robbie, do you want to give that information just real quick, the deadlines and then the phone numbers and kind of contact stuff?
Yep. So deadline to register is Monday, November 6th, and you can call Pam at 608-548-3954, or you can call our local ADRC office at 608-326-0235.
Awesome. That's the... Oh, go ahead, Pam. Yeah.
And the event is Tuesday, November 13th. It's a Wednesday at the library at 9:30.
Yep.
All right. The ADRC Caregiver Bootcamp coming up Tuesday, November 13th, 9:30 to 3, as Pam just mentioned, at the library. And yeah, thank you, ladies, for joining me.
Oh, thank you.